Welcome to the Generation Elevation Podcast, a conscious, connected platform for those who are ready to manifest their dream life. I'm your host, Elise Riley, a former PT, now motivational speaker, igniting empowerment and transformation all across the globe. Here at Generation Elevation, we are committed to bringing you the most inspiring guests who will share their stories, wisdom, and advice to help you progress closer to living a life of your own terms. So in today's episode, I wanted to speak about meditation and why it is such an important tool that I use in my routine every single day to help elevate my mood, to help elevate my vibration, and to help me attract more of the things that I want into my life, to help me create my own experience rather than live a life by default. Now, you're probably wondering, how is all of those things possible just through meditation? Like, you may have seen people cross-legged, hovering, crystals, all the things, right? And think that, oh, that's not for me. I don't have time for that. I'm not spiritual. That's a bit woo. And to be honest, I had a friend today ask me how I even got on this whole mindset, spirituality, mindfulness path. And it gave me this idea to record this whole topic. About 2 years ago now, just at the start of COVID in Australia, I was living in Melbourne. We had heavy restrictions, heavy lockdowns, and I was no longer working in the gym. I was working online and studying for my nutrition exams. I was going through a huge identity shift in my life and facing a lot of fears, stepping out of my comfort zone, and really just finding this new sense of self and confidence. Amongst this journey, I had also been in a very long-term relationship. So I was about 19, 20, and I'd been with this person for 4 or 5 years. So I was heavily in love with them, and I had this moment where I started to realize that potentially I didn't see a future with them. And this was a really hard concept to grasp because on paper, this person was so perfect. They had every single thing that I wanted at the time in a partner. They got along really well with my family and we had so much fun together. I loved this person with my heart and soul, but I just had this inner knowing that it wasn't meant to be and that we were going in separate paths, separate journeys. Our souls were not going to be together forever. I just had this inner knowing. And this whole concept, it was really heavy to hold in my heart. And I was very confused being so young at the time and in such a long-term relationship. It felt like, was I making a wrong decision by breaking up with this person? Was I making a right decision? Honestly, I remember writing in my journals, like, is this going to be the worst decision of my life? Am I going to screw something up that is so good just for the hell of it? And I really struggled with this whole concept for a really long time because I did really love this person and I was so confused to why I had that just inner voice, that inner soul calling that there is something else. There's something else I need to do. And that was to go to the Gold Coast and live by myself. So for most of COVID and during the lockdowns, I spent a lot of time walking, as I'm sure most of us did. And you're probably out walking, listening to this right now. However, I spent like 3 hours a day walking every single day between clients, 3 hours long, listening to podcast after podcast on double speed because I just wanted the answer. Should I break up with this person or should I not? Is this going to be the worst decision of my life or is it going to be the best? And I was so, so stressed with just wanting someone else, seeking externally outside of myself to find the very answer that actually was within the whole entire time. So I remember walking one day, well, months and months into this whole identity crisis, and I remember just feeling so frustrated and so annoyed and flustered and overwhelmed with myself that I pulled out my headphones and I almost looked up at the sky, I guess you could say, and just said, help me. Whoever was listening, whatever was listening, help me. And I got this really strong voice come through my head, and it wasn't my own. Now, believe what you believe, I am totally for everyone and for whatever it is that you believe and have faith in. I totally respect that. However, for myself, I believe in a greater source, a greater energy, and at the end of the day, I really believe that all of these stories, tales, memories, philosophies all lead to very similar concepts. So for me, I believe in angels and spirit guides and universe and source energy. And you probably may already know that or not. I speak a lot about this in one of my early podcasts with my amazing, beautiful mentor, Simone de Haas. And so I had this really strong voice come through as I pulled my headphones down in frustration, said, help me to the sky, meditate. And I said, oh, I don't have time for that. Meditate, 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 meditate. Okay, fine. I'll meditate. So that afternoon, I went inside and I sat down and did what I thought was meditation. I did it for 5 minutes because I believed that I did not have enough time to meditate and that I was way too busy to sit still for longer than 5 minutes. So I ended up doing it and then I made a pact to myself, okay, clearly I need to do this more. So I'm going to sit for 5 minutes every single day and try not to think about anything. Now, this is funny because I'm sure most of you can relate listening to this. If you have tried to meditate and not think about anything for even just 1 minute, it can be extremely difficult starting out because all of our lives, we've trained our brain to constantly think and think and think. So to not think for 1 minute can be really difficult at the start and does require practice. So I started going for longer. I started off with 5 minutes and was able to create a habit from it. So then made it 10 minutes. And then from 10 minutes, I made it 15. And then all of a sudden, I started to get these really beautiful experiences from meditation where I started to gain trust within myself and get little messages coming through, more voices, more intuitive downloads to go do this thing, listen to this person on YouTube or read this book or go to this place today, speak to this person. And I then started to build momentum towards things that I wanted, which was freedom, love. I wanted to grow my business, help more people, make more impact. And I got ideas like creating this podcast. And so I started to really evolve from that point onwards. I started to realize that all the answers that I was searching for externally through those hours and hours of podcasts, searching for what was wrong with me, that all along, the answer to what I wanted and was asking was within myself. And the only way I was able to receive that answer was to allow space for it, to actually sit down for 5 minutes minimum with no thought, to let it come through. When there's a problem that comes up in our lives, our brain will think and think and think and think and think to find a solution. It's ingrained in us since caveman days. However, the thing with this, if we're constantly thinking and thinking and thinking and not actually allowing space for us to be present in this moment and to feel good now, it makes it really hard for us to hear that answer when it comes through. It was only when I took my headphones out and asked for help, and I truly believe that our soul, ourselves, our body is connected to the source, energy, universe, God, like the tree of life. And I asked for help to an energy that is connected to myself, and then received the answer, which was meditate. And then I followed that step. I trusted myself. I followed step one. And then step two appeared. Then step three appeared. And then all of a sudden, I was single and moving across the country all the way to the Gold Coast. And now I'm here on my own podcast, sharing this story with you in the hope that I can inspire you to take 5 or 10 minutes out of your day to just sit and allow space for you, to receive you. And meditation, it is such a buzzword right now. Mindfulness, meditation, breath work, these are all tools for your tool belt, and it can look totally different for everyone. There's so much rules and regulations and good and bad these days, whereas meditation is literally knowing thyself. And for me to go and tell you this is how you do meditation X, Y, Z, it would be totally going against what is right for you. There really is no rules with it. It is just allowing space in a certain period of time for knowing yourself. For me, sometimes I'll sit and really focus on my breath, or really focus on what noises and sounds I can hear, and really try not to think about anything. Sometimes I just observe the thoughts that come up. Sometimes I do an energy protection meditation. Sometimes I do a guided meditation. Sometimes I even hold my crystals when I do my meditations. Sometimes I sit up. Sometimes I lie down. Sometimes I'm at the beach. Sometimes I'm in my bed. And sometimes I am getting crazy visions and messages, and sometimes not at all. It really is an intuitive process where you get to know yourself, where you start to learn how to trust yourself. So for me to go and tell you this is how you do it, it would be kind of going against what your soul knows to be good for you. So the whole purpose of this podcast, if you are going through a really tough time right now and you are finding that you're searching externally for the answer to what's wrong with you, or why this is happening to you, or blaming, complaining, and justifying with other people going through similar experiences of how horrible things are, rather than focusing on what you want, which is most likely peace, love, joy, abundance, clarity. When you focus on what you want, you start to attract more of it. Where your focus goes, your energy flows. And you may be thinking, yeah, but Elise, I don't have time to meditate. I'm so busy. And my answer to you is, that's interesting, because we all have heard the metaphor of when the airplane hostess or host says, you put your oxygen mask on in an emergency, make sure you put yours on first before you help everyone else, because you can't help everyone else if you don't help yourself. We've all heard that. The thing with that is we are taught that it's only okay to put ourselves first, to put 5 minutes aside for ourselves only in emergencies, only when shit hits the wall, shit hits the fan, only when we are so stressed, only when we're in the middle of a breakup, only when we have no idea what the hell we're doing in our lives, only when everything feels like it is all over. We are taught that that is the only appropriate situation or time where it is okay to put ourselves first. Are you the type of person that will wait till you get sick to take a day off, or wait till you get injured to really properly rest? Because that used to be me. And now that I have learned how important it is to put myself first, just by starting with a small step of meditation and being present and grateful in this moment right now, that is when everything started to unfold for me. That is when the momentum of my life shifted. That is when I started to create my own experience. That is when I stopped living life by default and instead choose the life that I wanted to live. I share this with you now because I want the same for you. I want you to be the creator of your experience. I hope that you feel inspired to go out there and be a better person and to go out there and be the best version of you that you can be. And if meditation helps in any way with that, then I've done my job. So I highly recommend you give it a go, 5 minutes. And if you need help, feel free to message me on Instagram and I would love to connect with you on there. But 5 minutes out of your day could potentially change your entire trajectory from how you feel right now towards more of what you want.
Thank you for being a part of the Generation Elevation community. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to leave a 5-star rating, written review, share, and tag me on Instagram at elise.riley. Until next time, keep loving, keep learning, and keep rising.